today is about seeing if we can get employers to take a gamble and to employ somebody who's emerged from prison, because as we've seen here, there's a couple of fine examples of guys who have got that second chance and they've made the most of it, and they're awesome employees, and they're doing great for their not just for their bosses and their work, but also for their whānau and mainly for themselves too. We've had the Justice Summit last week where we had 700 people come together in Porirua, and we asked them, so what do we have to do differently? Now those 700 people have given us literally thousands of ideas and thoughts on how we can actually improve our whole justice system, from police through to the justice, the court system, through to corrections, what we can do with people after they've been in corrections, also what we need to do to stop people breaking the law in the first place. Talk around mental health and the health system, education, and basically we have to pull all that information together, the best ideas, we've got to look at how we can implement them so that our people don't break the law. If they do break the law and they go to prison, how they emerge from prison as better people, not broken people. How we can support them once they're out of prison, be it through through housing, through wraparound support services, through finding work for them. We know that people with a house to go to, with people with a job to go to, well, that's some of the biggest and best stuff that we can do, and that's really what our government's all about. We're a government that's listening to people and taking on board ideas. Ask them to, corrections, to bring in our people. And I say to them, tell me what we need to do differently so that you never return. And you sort of expect, I turn up looking like this in a suit and tie, and you expect people to go, what does he know? What does he care? But man, they actually just open up, and there's been some fantastic ideas. And it's about making sure people know that we really care, I don't want my relations to be locked up. As we've seen inside there, some of the work that we've seen prisoners doing is absolutely beautiful, and the artwork, the carvings, there's so much talent that's been locked up.
I've been with Dalna for just over 3 months now. Before that I was with Fulton Hogan, but I was labour hire with Fulton Hogan, and it's like temporary work. But yeah, loving it with Dalna, loving the opportunities they've given me, and they've had my back, and it means a lot to me that they've looked after me this much. So I'm doing my OWS, and then after that I'm doing a water serviceman qualification. But my dream is to eventually get into human resources, and once I'm rich, be able to go help people. Just anybody that's still in the system, man, still struggling, just don't give up. There's always better days around the corner. Man, some days I didn't even want to get out of bed, I didn't like my life that much. But don't give up, because, end of the day, if you didn't got your own back, no one's going to have your back.